Hey everybody. On this week's episode, we talk about a study that was released saying how natural infection is better than being vaccinated against COVID. We talk about other things like dating apps and flat earth and some other interesting topics. Enjoy the episode.
Right, and welcome to the latest episode of The Altar. Okay, it's your boy, Moonlit Matt, back at it again with your boys, Yimra and Ben. How you guys doing?
Fantastic.
You're fantastic. That's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wasn't really sure what I want to talk about tonight exactly, but I got get into this whole like the people with their vaccination bullshit. Like, well, because there's a couple things coming out, right? Like how we've already talked about the shit where like all these anti-vax, anti-COVID vax people saying magically before they're all getting intubated that they're like, oh, give me the vaccine. Oh, sorry, I can't do it. It's too late.
It's too late.
No. Well, like, to refresh everybody, if it was one person saying that or like two, maybe I'd buy it.
Maybe.
But every single fucking case, like, everyone knows it takes 2 weeks. Like, almost everyone knows it takes 2 weeks for those fucking, that shit to work. Right? Mm-hmm. So, the shit that's bothering me was, like, everyone needs to get vaccinated to get this fucking under control or whatever. And it's the same, like, crowd, like, the My Body, My Choice people wanting to forcibly inject you. And they're like, oh, well, no, you're free to do whatever you want with your body, but when it affects me, like, your rights end where mine begin, stay inside. Fuck off. Stay in your house, right? So, no, but like, it's this weird thing with vaccinations that like, and people like they're saying, which this whole fucking time with how vaccinations are superior to natural infection. So, listen to that very carefully. That science has figured out how to, they've figured out how to fight viruses better than your body has.
Of course.
Okay, that's why you only need a flu shot like once or twice a year, because they figured out how to fucking do it better than your body. Makes sense, right?
It's total
stupid
sense.
Shit. So not peer reviewed yet. There was a got to give credit to the Jews for this one.
My people, Israel.
Yeah, they did a fucking huge study, man. They had like one group was like 60,000 that had gotten fully vaccinated, and I think it was like 40,000 that were had natural infection, and then I think it was like another like 20,000 or 30,000 that were infected, and they had one dose, I think of the Pfizer one. But what their study said, what they found out was, yeah, natural infection is superior to just vaccination, right? Which is duh. Anybody that could ever, it has a fucking brain and doesn't like, yeah, what's Biden got to say about this? You know what? He's right. He's right. What he just said.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking whisper. Yeah. So,
ice cream.
So the study is natural infection is the most base. They said what the most base is, getting naturally infected and getting one dose of the vax. I'm cool personally with just one dose of the natural infection and no doses of any vaccine, right? Just give me the dose of nature. I'm fine. But yeah, if you guys wanted the most protection from COVID, go get infected. Go have an orgy, maybe at Yimmer's place, because New York's probably a hot spot.
Always a hot spot, baby.
COVID. So yeah, get infected. And then if you want extra protection, it's like a little condom, right? A little vaccination. But I would recommend if anyone actually wanted to get vaccinated, don't get the mRNA. Just don't. I don't know. Just it's fucking weird to me.
I mean, the Johnson & Johnson one is the like alternative to that, but like,
yeah,
that's the blood clot vaccine, so
Or just not
simply
do it.
Simply get all three so they fight each other, and then you actually will become stronger more than ever.
I'm gonna go inject my wife with the vaccine later. I'm just kidding.
What, HPV?
Yeah. I hope not. So yeah, it's like, that was some weird shit. Well, there was a part of the whole, like, I don't have anything specifically for that's not the argument you think it is, you know, because it's been a week. I've been fucking super busy. Like, it took me 2 days because I could, like, for last week's episode, I was only able to, like, it took me 2 days to do the editing for it, but I only spent 20 minutes editing, right? That's how fucking busy I've been. Like, I was trying to, like, sit down and do it. I'm like, I should just make Ben do it. Like, just tell Ben I do it. Because it's, like, it's super easy for the most part, right? I'm like,
I probably could. Like, I could only really do it, like, before and after work, but yeah.
I'll have Yimmer do something in this podcast except talking about twink harems. Yeah. Put them to work. Ben already has the back. Do you have the backup running?
I will in a moment.
Okay.
That means no. Perfect. That means no, fucking no, correct. Baby.
Oh, No Shay says the mRNA vax turns you into a street shark. And I just watched the Suicide Squad, so that's actually kind of based. I might go get vaxxed.
Okay,
now.
So I think I'll get that vaccine now.
Yeah, Sylvester Stallone, which I didn't know it was him. It kind of sounded like him. And then I told my wife, she's like, I'm going to have to listen to it again. So,
you can hear all the anabolic steroids closing his throat ever so slowly.
What is wrong with you? Can we talk about that for the next 40 minutes?
Hey, listen,
that's not enough time, but sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we can start.
It's good. Ooh. Yeah, so, no, like, dude, work's been fucking crazy. Like, as I joked about, like, last year, super fucking slow because of COVID, and now it's, like, super crazy. But no, it's good. I'm, like, I'm getting my sweat therapy. It's kind of thinning up, getting whatever. Not getting the vax, but, yeah, because I posted, going back to the vaccine shit, I posted that article, and my brother-in-law troll commented on it immediately, right? Like, because I put the conclusion up on there, and he's like, oh, so you can get the, yeah, just get infected and get one dose of the vax. So he's like, or get one dose of the vax and get infected naturally, right, as a joke. So I'm like, no, I'm just good with the natural infection. Then Judson, friend of the show, took the bait. It was like,
Judson.
Yeah, I was like, I was gonna message Judson and tell him, like, hey, dude, like, he's trolling you because he was like, at least I'm not simping for a fucking big farmer, right? And I'm like,
big
Judson,
farmer.
Big farmer, dude, big farmers, big pharma. But, no, like, cause, like, he was like going off on my brother-in-law and shit, and my brother-in-law was like, what are you going on about? Like, what's going, whatever. And I was like, I was going to message Judson to let him know, like, hey, it's clearly a troll, because how many fucking, like, big pharma simps do you know that would tell you to get naturally infected first? No one. Not one fucking person. I have not heard one person say, well, yeah, like, you know what, like, if you go ahead and get naturally infected, and they get, like, one dose, and they, like, they get the supreme fucking protection. They all say, you don't want to risk it. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen to your body. You could have long COVID.
Yeah.
The longest COVID. In and out rapidly. Anal.
The longest COVID, you say. Hey, now.
The longest COVID.
Hey, I think COVID's kind of base now. Wait a minute.
COVID?
You tell me I can have sex with a virus?
Oh.
You tell me I can use my Piscadel and butthole for
Yimra,
virus?
The virus is inside you right now.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah? Then what happens?
Oh, shit. Is my brother in here?
Is your brother?
I think my flat earth brother is in here. Yo, Justin.
Oh, word.
Is that you? Word up. Oh, that's right, because he's not at church. It's Saturday.
Oh, shit.
Based.
Yo, wait.
Flat earth, but he goes to church.
Wow, what an ideology concept.
Right?
Actually, because I want to have him on, because I think a part of his theory, like how it works, like with the Bible, how the flat earth kind of works with the scripture and shit. It's like interesting, mm-hmm. Whatever. Get that going, get him on one day. But if we change it from Sunday, It'd be very based because I could do more with him on that.
Word.
But
I don't know if Saturday is going to work for me long term.
No,
this is
temporary, right? Okay. Because you said September, you're switching to where you're.
Yeah, I'm going to have Mondays off again. So, like, honestly, that would be the best for me. Usually, like starting
the 6th, right?
Starting, so not Labor Day weekend, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So, doing, no, the 13th.
The 13th. Okay. Are you going to be able to do Saturday, like the 29th and 5th?
The 29th is, hold on. Well,
no, wait. I'm sorry. I'm dumb. The 4th.
I was about to say, that's tomorrow.
Because I'm a stupid. We're doing it twice.
Okay. So, this coming Saturday, so a week from today, no, I'm going to be in California at a wedding. After that, I mean, that weekend is when I return to Mondays, so we could do it that Saturday if you need, or we could do it that Monday.
All right, so the 4th you couldn't do it, but the 6th you could.
The 4th I couldn't. That 6th, no.
I like it. We're just like trying to figure it out.
Yeah, this is exactly what the people want to see right now. Yeah, but no, yeah, so the Monday, the first Monday I have off in September is the 13th, so that's the first Monday
okay.
I can do it.
So yeah, that's the... that's what's the new schedule is going to be. Everybody is that starting September 13th, like 13th, it's Monday podcast night at about 8:30. So, yeah. And Jenny is saying she thought I picked Sunday so the churchgoers couldn't watch. I think church.
Well,
people
we need
have
to
TVs.
Include them.
Yeah, we need to include them. Yeah, what's going? Damn, the chat's like blowing up right now. What's going on?
Fuck yeah. It's Saturday night. Everybody's hanging out.
Yeah, everyone's hanging out.
Like Sunday night, everybody's getting ready for their fucking tests on shapes the next day, so they don't have time.
Oh, yeah.
Can't relate. Couldn't be me. I was enjoying the charcuterie board with some twinks.
Vince wants thick COVID. He wants thick COVID.
I talk about a viral load. How you doing?
Girthy COVID. All a good.
We're watching Eagle Eye, the most based movie ever.
Oh, my God.
Yo, fucking taking a big old wet dump on the Patriot Act, baby.
Word, I was actually watching The Minority Report last night. That's a fucking throwback.
Yeah, that movie's not about racism.
Yeah, it's no, like, there's not a lot of black people in that movie.
There's so one, but he's true. A cop, so it doesn't really count.
That's truly The Minority Report. Mm-hmm. Is that there's only one black person in there.
And it's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's totally it. Not gay. Well, he's a minority because he's gay. In Minecraft.
And
I'm not getting sued. I'm not getting sued by him. so all that weird shit, COVID stuff. And then there was some tweet that was like going to be a part of the, it's not the argument you think it is, because it was like the middle of the night. I get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning shit. And I feed the baby. Right. Mm-hmm. And I usually get up and make coffee about 5 o'clock, so I'm ready for like when the kids get up at 5:30, get them dressed, boom, get them out the door, go to daycare, which is free for me for the rest of the year because I'm officially a welfare queen. All right, they've upped the income limits. I got my card in the mail. I don't have to pay for daycare for the rest of the year, and then I pay like $300 less a month or something. So it's very good.
Based.
So that aside. Going back to boop, boop, boop. So I was looking at Twitter and there was some dude, I can't remember where he's from. He's from some medical place. He had fucking made a tweet that like, has there been any other time in a point of history that we've blamed someone for passing pathogens, right? And he was very specific about the word, like use of the word pathogens, right? And before I actually make this not an argument, I should make sure that I have an argument. Hold on.
Fucking guy.
This fucking guy.
I mean, there was at one point some people purposely spreading it. There was like some South Korean like death cult thing when it first came in. They were purposely spreading it because they thought it was a lot more lethal. I mean, to be fair, it is somewhat lethal to a certain groups of people. Sure. It's just not, you know, yeah. Black Plague or Spanish. Well, maybe it actually might be lower Spanish flu because
it's lethal
population.
To some people, like the flu is lethal to some people. Mm-hmm. Like. If okay. you're 65 and morbidly obese and type 1 and type 2 diabetic and you have emphysema,
well, then you're pretty much guaranteed
lung cancer. And, yeah, exactly. And the COVID's just like, yeah, we're just going to nudge you a little bit.
So my goal, one of the things I was going to bring up wasn't wasn't necessarily a counter argument. But my thing was like everyone countering that was like Typhoid Mary, right? Like, well, we fucking blame Typhoid Mary, right? I'm like, that was one fucking person, and she knew she was infecting people. Completely different.
That's right? Completely different, yeah.
And then and the same thing with, like, it was like, you know, like I think people fucking AIDS or whatever. It's like you either had people that didn't know, so you can't really, and you didn't blame them until after, right? But you can't really blame them because they're like, well, shit, I didn't know I didn't have any symptoms, right?
It doesn't even show up on a blood test till like 3 months after having it.
Yeah. So if you find out, but if that person found out they had AIDS and was going out, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking raw dog people, then that's a different problem.
Okay? Unless he lives in California, in which case that's no longer a felony.
Yeah.
I'm sure as a civil law thing.
Apparently there's like a leper colony or something. I don't know if
leprosy, they still have that?
I have no idea. But apparently
is that a dumb question? Colonies. I don't know if that's a dumb question.
I don't know. I think the leper colonies of the time they had.
Oh.
But yeah, like okay, so it's like oh no, but it's like the biggest thing is the guy was talking about not blaming people, right? Like we have, like he was saying, like we've never done it before, right? We never blame people for pathogens, but we have in a certain way, but not the way that he was talking about. Like the and people go to the more ridiculous scenarios, even like typhoid. Like I don't think I have to look at the fucking data on that because I'm not gonna pretend that I know the statistics and the numbers of deaths and shit. But most of these fucking diseases people bring up had a very high survivability rate anyway. It was just like if you had poor nutrition, which is unfortunate, fucking kill you. Yada yada yada. But it's like the weakest shit. Like, oh yeah, what about the Spanish flu or something? Like, I don't care. But the problem with Spanish flu is because everyone had measles prior and they lost all their T cells and B cells and they couldn't fight the flu. That's simple.
And they also, on large, had bacterial pneumonia from all the fucking masks.
Yeah, based.
Also, it's also 100 years ago when you could, to be fair, your immune system was probably built different because, you know, being medic, you know, taking cocaine to get ghosts out of your blood.
Yeah, Justin's like, opium. It's another Fauci pandemic. Yeah, Fauci was a part of that too. Well, that's what, dude, motherfuckers hate Fauci because of how AIDS went down. Like, the whole fucking AIDS pandemic. Hate that guy. And now they love him. For fucking COVID,
it's like George Bush.
Okay, now he's out of office. Everyone's like, he's a cute.
He's sharing candy with Michelle Obama. John, what's his face's funeral? McCain.
They're all in a club, and you're not invited.
Word. They're all in a big gay club, and you're just watching from outside.
If I go to heaven, and John McCain's there.
If
just in case, but I should be there because no kings but Christ, okay? Mm-hmm. Anarchy, but I only praise the Lord, mm-hmm. Right? So, but if I get up there, and John McCain's there, like Donald Rumsfeld, I'm gonna pull God to the side, like, hey, what the fuck is going on? And then blink of an eye, I'll be in hell. And I'm like, okay, I see how it is. See how it's going on now.
Frick. Just pull God just aside like he's a fucking like valet. Like, hey, why'd you park these niggas' cars here? I don't know.
Oh, so I just pull up Tumblr, and I see that Vin said, y'all need to have Frog Post Bot on as a guest. Like, isn't that a bot? Or is that an everyone person?
It might be an actual person.
What was that fucking post about you?
There was like three of them. Here's the thing. It sometimes will just do the like it looks like it's algorithmic because sometimes it'll post like pretty much the same bit and just change out keywords, but it's also referenced me three times now, which is a bit weird because if I attempt to probably search myself, half of it is like it's some city in Africa, like a county or something, so like I'm not really anywhere on like Twitter account. I think some of my posts have bled through on certain websites, but definitely not enough for the algorithm of that to pop up unless it's reading from Tumblr and all the people that reblog it, which may be in that circle. But even then, it seems a bit odd because it really has no reason to. It's just very strange for it to use me as a meme like 3 times, and then it responded to me, which yet again I don't know if it's a bot. It's like a bot, but maybe somebody runs it on occasion, just kind of like does his own thing or does their own thing, whatever gender they be, type beat. I mean, I'm sure we could attempt to message whoever runs Prog Bot Post 2, whatever.
I think a lot of it too is there probably is a bot that generates the text posts, but it's still a person who chooses to like make posts with them and post images with them if he wants.
Yeah, it probably is just like, all right, bullshit. Here's what I'm gonna put out some effort in, or start adding certain extra keywords or something. I mean, we should. I mean, if there is a person behind it, 98% chance
is someone who does. Everyone in the chat agrees, because I always thought, like, I kind of was like, there was some post that bot would make, and I'm like, there's no way. But after that fucking Yimmer stock one, I was like, nope.
After the third time, I got like pretty much referenced in it. I was like, this has to either be like the weirdest fluke with whatever algorithm it has, or someone's behind it, or both. Which I'm gonna go with. It's probably, like I said, someone definitely runs it, probably a little more hands on, and probably started seeing what works to get more notes.
That's what
probably.
Good on that. Because actually, Gus wise, I gotta find out when my brother's coming out. Because maybe if he's out here, I'll get a little splitter, so we could hear whatever's going on. And I could have him in person explain to me flat Earth stuff. Well, because like I remember, like you still in the chat, you could verify or correct me if I'm wrong. I remember when my first son was born, I went over there, and I was talking to him about random political stuff. And I think he was, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I think he was like a Republican at the time, but now he's like an anarchist, right? I mean, this is the funniest thing. It's like, I think he's an anarchist because the government's lying to him about the earth being flat. I don't remember. But, where he's just finally fucking opened his eyes to like all the bullshit. Cause he lives in Illinois, dude.
How do you live in Illinois and not automatically be an anarchist?
Dude, I think it's just fucking propaganda. Well, no, everyone I know, even like left leaning looks out there, fucking hates Pritzker. That the fucking governor, like he's like that fat fuck. Like he like bears are trained to fucking hide the food from that fucking guy.
You fat fuck.
Double stuffed fucking Michelin man, super size me looking motherfucker.
Hey, motherfucker, you sit on a dollar and you make 4 quarters. Hey.
When Illinois first locked down, like when first locked down and shit, like, cause I didn't know what Pritzker looked like, right? Cause I'm like, I don't fucking live there, right? Like, my family does, like my brother Justin does, my cop brother does, all of them live over there. Like, I didn't know what the fuck Pritzker looked like. And I saw some fucking article because we were getting ready to go drive over there when they're like, oh, don't travel unless it's, you know, needed or whatever. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to do it anyway because I'm an anarchist. I don't give a shit. Go fuck yourself. But I looked at a picture of him. I'm like, this motherfucker should be social distancing from the goddamn fridge because he's fucking so fat. Like, I hate to fat shame. But like, dude, come on.
Do you really hate to fat shame? Do you really?
Sometimes, if the person relatively agrees with me, I'll feel bad about it.
And I'm like, as somebody who is fat, I fat shame. Okay.
Right. Oh, okay.
All Jenny's right. Fat shaming. Yeah, she got the pig emoji going. Hmm. What was the other thing? It was no. So like I just fucking went out. I went out there anyway because I'm not listening to anything they're doing. But like, what was the other funny thing with Pritzker that I'm remembering? At the time, was that like his family during like the fucking initial like lockdown shit? They went to fucking Florida.
Of course they did.
Like after like Florida like lifted the shit, or it was like Florida or something. I don't remember. Like it could have been Florida, Wisconsin. Someone might remember in the chat.
Wisconsin, ew.
Yeah, like why would you go to Wisconsin?
But not even a real state.
They went to like some like the he stayed in the state. Then his family went. Basically went to like their guest house or guest home somewhere, and some reporter brought up, she was like, yeah, so what about the reports that your family was at, you know, some other resort? And he like kind of chuckled. He's like, you know, the problem, like when I got into politics, was like there was a rule, like you leave the families out of it, whatever. Like, you keep it, you know, on topic. He's like, this is, I'm not going to be answering this question because I'm going to just leave the families out of it. And I'm like,
yeah, okay, the Kennedys called.
You, I'm like, you brought your fucking family into this by sending them out. It's the moment you got elected, your family is a part of this shit. This isn't the fucking, it is the mafia, but it's not the mafia, okay? You dumb fuck. So, okay, his wife did take off to Florida. My brother just verified. So thank you. Thank you, Justin. Very base.
Thank you, Justin. So is Justin the cop or is that a different brother?
No, Justin is my oldest brother. He's not the twin.
Okay. He's not the twin. My,
all right. Alan is the twin.
So he's not the brother I told you to fuck in the ass to assert dominance.
Correct.
Pause okay. Real quick on that one.
So I was... Quick? Okay, so the story was, like, Matt was, like, he was talking about somebody...
Me, but all right.
No, I need to explain this, because, like, it's funny, because at the time when I made that comment, I didn't know Matt was talking about his brother. I tuned into the Discord, and I just saw him talking about something, and I was just like, just fuck him in the ass to assert dominance. And everybody starts dying, and I'm just like, what's so fucking funny? He's like, oh, it's my brother. I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Wait a minute.
Hold on.
No, so what was funny is, so my brother's like, why not? So Justin's like, why not me? I'm like, come on, bro. Like, stop. And then Enoch, or Enoch, whatever, in the chat. He's been following me. I need to follow that guy back. I think he actually follows me on Instagram, too. But he was like, man, having a cop twin sounds like a movie premise. And it is a movie premise. Though there was some shitty fucking movie in the 80s. I was been waiting to make a shit post about it. They're just like taking a clip from the movie, right? And then posting on Tumblr, like, this is me and my brother. Like, cause I can't remember the movie. But it was like these fucking bodybuilders who cannot act. And it's from like the 80s or 90s. Like from the 80s and 90s, like the huge guys. Can't fucking act, and the one brother is a cop, and the other is the cat burglar, right? And so it was like, I gotta find the fucking movie. I'll find it later.
Double Trouble.
Yeah. Yo, hey, Jamie, pull that up real quick. Is it Double Trouble? Yeah, it's Double Trouble.
The movie's called Double Trouble. Muscle-bound twins try to smash Jules' wrestling ring.
Yes, yes.
Is that what they look like? Oh my god.
Yeah, they're big, dude.
They're big, but their fucking mullets are awful. Oh, David Carradine, rest in peace, is in this movie.
that's the one, because I remember me and my brother trying to watch it, and I'm like, dude, the acting is so bad, because they're on the roof. And like,
just
like,
from these screenshots, this looked bad.
Dude. So, what's... Evil, more evil. What's going on in the chat? So... What was hilarious, it was like the acting support, like, yeah, I'm going in. And like the dude's wearing as a cop, like a fucking, the shirt's cut off right below his tits, right? So he's got his ass showing it. So it's cut off. He's wearing the short shorts. He's going to go up and he goes up to the roof solo. And he's like, freeze. He's like, hey, bro, it's you. What are you doing? I haven't talked to you in so long. And the guy's like, hey, nothing. And it's like, wait a minute. And he scratches his head. Or something. He's like, oh, wait, you're the cat burglar. And his brother's like, yep. And like, wow, how did I never figure this out? It was like the fucking worst thing ever. And I'm like,
it's like Breaking Bad, basically.
Oh, how dare you?
How dare you, sir?
Yes, you just got booted from the future episodes.
So, folks, just so you know, Yimra died in a tragic accident. Will no longer be joining us on the podcast. This is an auto recording that you're seeing below me right now. So, RIP Yimra.
It's 8/28/2021. It's 10:37 p.m. You will not silence me. I will not be silenced.
I like Jenny's like, fine. Sorry to my brother for being mean to the siblings, and like Justin cares. The siblings are meanest to each other anyway.
That's how they live.
Yeah, but what was the other sibling thing? Oh no, so the other joke is that I told AJ in our Discord or whatever, when I like we'd given the family background, like I got, you know, I got some leftists, like my sister, whatever, is doing this. I got my my dad's doing this. My brother's doing like all that. And they're like, wow, it's like your whole family is a political compass. Like it's every spot on the political compass.
Who's the actually, I answered.
Who's the what?
I was say who's the fascist, but I already answered.
Yeah, me, dude. Have you?
Of course.
Oh, I see my post. I'm the fascist.
Speaking of family stuff, I literally got home today from work, and then I was talking to my father at some point, and he's just like, "Why aren't you out there, like you know, doing the single life, you know, going on Hinge?" And I'm like,
"On Hinge? What the?
Because Hinge, Dad, Hinge? I'm already on Grindr. Fuck."
Hinge is like a dating app. There's like how there's Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Plenty of Fish. There's about 20 different apps, Christian Mingle,
Hinge.
JewishPeopleMeet.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com, Grindr, Grindr Plus or Grindr Gold, whatever the fuck they call it, probably. I was just
like,
thrown off.
This is like Grindr Gold, Grindr Platinum, Grimer subscriptions. I don't know anything about that, of course.
no, not at all.
Of course.
Funky Jew Bear 3838.
Outed me, you faggot.
Hinge, more like cringe. Like, no shame.
So more I'm like, not gonna lie. So for a little while, I had a Hinge account, and like I don't mean to make that passing comment, just because like you know people are out here trying. You don't want to shit on people, but like Hinge is basically the I couldn't make it on Tinder dating app.
This is how it works. At least
you date twins.
As a young man who at one point had these apps, and I pretty much just haven't touched them in years now. Tinder is where like the hottest people are at, but 80% of them are just the worst human beings ever. Then you have Bumble, which is a good in between of 50-50, and Hinge is like 25% attractive people and 75% unattractive, quite frankly.
I didn't get that interpretation from Bumble, honestly. Like Bumble seems like where soy boys go to meet strong feminist women who will buy them Funko Pops. Honestly, that's what I got from that.
I mean, I don't own any Funko Pops, so I can't relate to that.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, listen, if someone's gonna give me that shit for free, I'll take them. So
he'd have caste system.
Yeah. Get a jar and everything.
Amazing.
Oh no, I have mixed feelings on dating apps because they're cringe and creepy, but also it's great if like you have to work a lot or you don't go to college and you're like a younger adult and you don't want to deal with the bar scene to build connections with people romantically.
To me, in theory, dating apps aren't a bad idea, right? Especially if
practice,
you work a lot.
Awful.
In practice. Well, no, because like, man, like I was like I remember like. Years before Diana, like I was on like a dating, like this was like, I wasn't out here for that long, and I was trying.
Well,
to
this
like,
was back before when it was really sad to have.
Oh, I never cared. I still wouldn't like if I was single now and was on a dating app. I wouldn't care anyway because like, who gives a
no
shit?
Shame.
I'm like, I don't go
no
out.
Shame, sir.
Well, the thing is, like, where the fuck am I gonna meet anybody, dude? Like, it was I work and I come home. And there's like, and I'm in the middle of nowhere, so it's like, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, let me fucking find out, you know, someone 30-mile range or whatever. But I used to be on the sites. I think OkCupid, Funny Fish.
Awful site.
Like a 37-year-old man.
Yeah. So that was like it was like those two. But it was like dude, like the women like Plenty of Fish was like terrible. Like those women were like super desperate. I'm like, you know, a little too many fish in the sea. You know what I mean?
A little bit too many fish, a little bit too much crack in the sea.
Like the bait's really not even out. The rod's not even that long. I don't even know how the bait's out there right now. You know what I mean? Like, and I was just like, no. No, because I was like, yo, this is like
horny salmon.
Yeah, like, well, like one girl, like, must be drunk. And she's like, you are so attractive. And it was like at 3 a.m. I woke up to it. I was like, yeah, I'm not really about that. Not really for me. Because it was a little, like, we didn't talk prior. And that was like the first message. Like, if we talked for a little bit. And you're drunk at 3 a.m. and message me like, yeah, it's fine. But I'm like, don't just rush the gate with that. And then there was, And then I was counter creepy on OkCupid. I would be drunk and send the same fucking mess kind of messages, like, "Oh, you're so beautiful."
Oh my god!
And then
you squirt.
No, it was literally like I remember one. Oh no, I wasn't that bad. Like I remember one. There was like I'd messaged one girl or whatever about like, "Oh, I'm really interested in whatever." I'm like, "Yeah, like you're really good looking." And it was like, that was it. Like, I said, you're really good looking. And I was, like, drunk and shit. But the next morning, I woke up, and I was, like, so embarrassed by it. Because I'm like, why would you send that at that time? So I just deleted my account. The emotional post-come
clarity.
I just deleted my fucking account, and that was the last of it. I was just done.
Excellent.
I was done on the dating sites. I'm like, you know what? I'm cool being single. Like, I don't need to deal with it.
You know, and my favorite wake-up call was, I think it was using Tindies or Bumble, I don't remember which one. And there was this girl on there, and she was like way too hot. You know what I mean? You ever just see someone like, this doesn't add up. What's wrong with you? It's like me being on there. Like, I'm too attractive for this shit. And she hits me up, and we're talking for a little bit. It's like a decent conversation. And of course, I reference my aunt's cheeks because I'm me. Of course, I reference my aunt. So I'm cancer. I'm gonna take chush. And she's like, "Oh, are you like gay or something?" It's like, one, I matched with you. Hello? Hello? And it's like, "Well, no, I'm bi." It's like, "Oh, really?" And I'm like, "Oh no, this is gonna get really bad, isn't it?" And then it did, because she's like, Would you like send videos of you like fingering your ass or putting a dildo up there and all this other crazy shit?" And I'm like, "Oh, okay. I see why this doesn't work very well for you with normal people. You gotta use this app, because you will just ask that to somebody who you barely talk to because you were insane." Yeah. I was like, "Oh, it was too good to be true." She had like it was like completely like my type and everything, but like too hot my type, whereas like not cute, just like sexy, which I don't even like, because it's like cute can be sexy, but sexy has a hard time being cute, and sexy doesn't age well. Cute sexy ages well. I have a whole thing about that, but whatever. And I was just like, "Wow, podcast." Wow, yeah, that's a separate podcast. That's where I give advice to people to not be fucking serial killers.
That's what me and Yimmer do without Ben.
Yeah, that's we give dating and relationship advice.
Have fun at
because
the wedding.
He's married, and I'm just a handsome fella, and you know, most of my exes hate me, but that's whatever. And that was one of those wake up calls where I was like, I could do it at the end. It was good for me when I was not going to college, but I was working all the time, and I don't like going to the bar to try to meet people, because that's like hey, listen, it could work, but 9 out of 10 times the kind of people I'd be interested in, just it's not gonna jive for me. It's like, nah, I'm good. I'm just gonna be gay or something, but not actually, because I hate all the gays in my area, because they're not my type either. They're fucking annoying.
Well, you top them, bro. You hate fuck them. Like, I hate
exactly. Well, yeah, I'm not even gay because I top you.
Yeah. That's what works.
Topping isn't gay. We've established this.
Yeah. As long as you keep your socks on, it's not gay.
All right, so, yeah.
Balls
so
don't just, touch, socks are on, not gay.
Just to reiterate, topping a dude, not gay. Getting not gay topped by a woman, extremely gay.
Extremely. That being said, you'd be respected more for that than being topped.
Yeah,
it's a hairline difference. The snail and Occam's razor.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Just totally misquote a bunch of fucking things right there in one go.
Yeah, it's the Heisenberg principle of gayness. You know how it is.
Yeah. And that's when he became Heisenberg. When he sucked that dude's dick at a gas station bathroom at 3 a.m. on PCP.
Yeah. Walt, what happened? I'm gay.
I fucked Hank.
Amazing. All right, so let's we're gonna last couple minutes. We're gonna bring it all back to the beginning, back to COVID again. Because I just opened Twitter because I fucking hate myself, right?
Why do you all still use that site? Like, I still have an active Twitter, but I haven't used it.
I get most of my material from that.
I simply just use Instagram to be hot. That's it.
Yeah, same. No. Just post my cooking, thirst trap bitches.
No, I just
cooking.
Like.
I just
try
to talk to women. How's that going?
Not bad.
To women?
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Give me an actual answer.
Good for you.
Talked to one last night, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're a girl for now.
And it's the same one I've been talking to.
Jenny
said
pegging isn't gay, and I'm sorry to have to remind her, it is. I mean, it's fine.
It is gay, and also...
If you
want to
be gay for your woman, that's cool, but it's gay.
But here's the thing, though. Opinions from women...
Yeah.
Carry the same weight.
It'll be a cold day in hell before I listen to an object.
I would take
he treats opinion. His objects like women, man.
She's going to fucking text me like, "How? You better not mean that." I'm like, I don't. It's for the show. It's for the show.
Of course, okay? It's for the show. When we say an Amazon Alexa has more value in opinion than an actual real woman, it's just for the show.
What's funny is like, except
you guys think women are real?
Women's opinion is like the 3/5 compromise.
Women's opinion started the Civil War.
That could be kind of base though.
So
it could be.
Most people know, like, if I say something like women or whatever, like, they get the joke, and like I like that on Tumblr.
You're married, obviously.
When I say shit, yeah, I'm married. I got 3 kids. I got a 4th on the way in 18 months. So, but I like when I throw jokes on Tumblr and shit, and I'm like, sometimes I'm just thinking like, oh yeah, it's for like my mutuals, right? Because they think it'll be funny, and I get some like wild ass fucking person. Like, how dare you?
How dare you
say something like that? I'm like, and I forget that I'm on a public website. Yeah, Jenny just texted me. She's like, oh no, she's gonna text my wife now. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You let her have your wife's number? What's wrong with you?
No, she doesn't have my wife's
Jenny.
Number. I just don't think she has my wife's number. No, we'll find out.
We'll find out. When a shoe comes from like left of the fucking camera and just cracks you in the head,
Well, no, I just checked the camera. My wife's up with my son right now, so that's cool.
Word. Yeah, you just videotape your entire household.
So to bring it back, the COVID shit. Actually, fuck the COVID shit. I actually don't care because I just remembered
COVID's not real.
Something else. Yeah, COVID's fake.
COVID, the ultimate girl boss gaslight gatekeeper.
Yes, but there was some tweet, like, ask an anti-vaxxer if vaccines are the solution, then what it is. The response is, my immunity? Yeah, based. 2, vitamins, herbs? Yeah, based. 3, ivermectin? I don't know. Maybe it's based. Probably based. I'm not going to do it, because I don't need it, because my immune system's based, and I'm taking vitamins. Oh, shit, I've got my vitamin tonight, but I'm going to take it before I go to bed, so I'm based. So I reply to that. I'm like, I'll just do ozone therapy. Right?
No, I'll simply take anabolic steroids so my muscles will stop any virus that goes in, and also make my balls smaller because they're too big and heavy. They're like two fucking big bass bearings just fucking slam my legs in, black and blues just walking around.
Oh, are they? So what was the thing that I wanted to end on now that I remembered it was that fucking cop that shot Ashley Babbitt on January 6th, the day that'll live in infamy. Because it was, I'm going to go Joker on this one. So I was like, so let me tell you a story about a day a bunch of retarded conservatives walked in to the Capitol building. And all the police lost their minds. And they went crazy. And they shot.
You burned down a CVS and nobody cares. Yeah. You try to burn down Congress and everyone loses their minds.
Everybody loses their minds. So, like, this cop was like, I saved a bunch of lives that day, whatever. And then the fucking guy on Twitter, Brooklyn Dad Defiant.
Powerful name.
Everyone agrees I'm Mexican, right? Understands that? Damn it. No.
Okay. Puerto Rican. You're Puerto Rican?
I'm Puerto Rican.
We established this.
Because, if I was Mexican, I would say this stupid spick. But I'm not Mexican, so I wouldn't call him
a
stupid
spick. If you
were
Mexican, we wouldn't be on a podcast with you because you couldn't speak English.
Right. So I wouldn't call him a stupid spick or anything because I'm not Mexican. I can't say that. But,
you said about 5 times already.
Yeah. So he's like,
get out of you, Mexican.
At least 4. Yeah, absolutely. So.
All right.
So the tweet was that Michael Byrd, the Capitol Police officer who shot and killed Ashley Babbitt, told Lester Holt that he was hoping his commands would be complied with before pulling the trigger. And then he goes, she was posing a threat to the United States House of Representatives. He stopped a terrorist. And then, so that's already bootlicking. That's like stage one bootlicking. That's like typical bootlicking you never fucking hear about. From the guy that would criticize any like shooting of a black person. Understandably, right?
Reasonable or otherwise.
He would be reasonable in questioning like a shooting of an innocent black person, right? Like you'd be like, oh, that cop was out of line for shooting that because he was unarmed, right? But no, fucking the right wing comes in. That's a problem. But I'm not gonna be like, imagine if the situation was reversed because it's gay and I'm gonna.
Conservative argument is, yeah, but what if same but different?
Yeah.
Which may be valid, but it's been used to death and it doesn't work for the opposing side.
No,
so
but what works for this is I do have opposing cases for this.
Yeah, but you're also talking about conservatives, so I like.
That's why I had to bring up the conservatives where they do that weird shit. There's a lot of bootlicking, like, wow, it's wild. Like, one of the comments that stuck out, yeah, the argument you don't think it is, I guess, would be that one of the comments I remember reading was that, wow, it's wild, a lot of patriots would be okay with the storming of the Capitol. I'm like, yeah, it's in the fucking Constitution.
What do you think the Second Amendment's for, fuckhead?
Feel represented, there's a reason we have a democracy.
I'm pretty sure it was in the Declaration of Independence, like to overthrow the government or whatever.
If you don't feel represented, you basically vote the guy. If it keeps being a problem, then you pull them out of the fucking office. You don't have to fucking murder. You pull him out of the office. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking basically, book.
Without harming the person, you come in, you know, armed and saying, hey, listen, you haven't represented us. You have done wrong by us and the people. Get the fuck out of here. That's what happened in the 40s, like, right after World War II. And that one time in Texas. I can't do the name of the town.
It's called, Athens Day. That was it, Athens.
You look it up. Like, I think it was in 46. A bunch of like army vets came back and the cops were being a bunch of fucking fascists, boot thumping douchebags.
Oh, Yemra. So speaking of politicians being removed from office, how is New York dealing with the loss of Cuomo?
I don't know if you saw the video I reblogged a while ago where everybody was losing their fucking minds in the best way. Everyone's having a good time.
Good.
There was not a single person that's upset. Everyone's happy. Everyone's on board.
So I heard there was like a support Governor Cuomo rally like right after the allegations dropped and like 12 people showed up.
That sounds about right. And to those 12 people, may you drink lighter fluid and swallow live matches and burn in hell. Word. You fucking
cunt. So this is what I don't get though, because like for years, New York like voted for this dude in like overwhelming numbers. Like a lot of it, of course, with New York City. But I'm just like, hey, so what, y'all gonna like be a little more critical about the entire state government or no, course not, right?
No,
yeah, why would we do that? Why,
no, he's just a bad apple,
just a bad apple. It's just one example, it's not he's just representative.
Italian, he's just Italian.
Touching my spaghetti, hey,
what's going on over here?
Hey,
what's up? Yeah, so
are any of us sober right now in any regard?
Dude, absolutely not. I fucking
had two driving my car into a pole going about 50 plus right now. So
way to go.
Drive that from your state to mine into my pole, you fucking fag.
Oh, that's fucking gay. It's fucking queer shit.
Who said it? I'm just kidding. So I'm on I think I've had 4 beers since I got home and I had 2 at we went out to
Lobster.
Yeah, Red Lobster. Fuck Red Lobster.
I had Red Lobster.
I had three shots, and I haven't eaten shit since 2 o'clock. So
you've had 4 shots.
No, I've had 3.
I counted.
I will have number 4 right now, but I know I've had 3.
Yeah, no, do 4. Do 4.
All right, I'm doing it right now. Jesus Christ! Fucking have a cop brother tell people what to do.
Super smart.
Yeah, we're gonna end this episode on a shot. Ben's gonna take that shot. His 5th shot.
4th.
And we're gonna call it. It's 5th. You,
4th.
The last episode I wasn't even on.
Jamie, play it back.
No, okay, so the last one, yeah, that was 4. I said 3, but it was 4. This time, it's 4.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm just making you drink more. You're like, you're gonna text me tomorrow like, you motherfucker.
So hey, man, tequila is my friend.
Sign off drink. I got a little swig left on this. Well, I'd like to thank everyone, the podcast listeners, when they listen to this. Thank you for listening and all that.
We are nothing without you.
Yeah, we're nothing. I'm something without them.
Yeah, no, actually, yeah, I scrubbed that. We're all great
mostly
without you.
Mostly spiritually on suicide watch, but yeah.
Is everyone coming out tonight? Thank you very much. And
Yimmer, you're too gorgeous to be suicidal, so stop that shit.
Oh, Ben is drunk.
Motion spiritually is not.
I am very drunk. I have four
yeah,
shots.
Yeah, Ben said something nice to me. Ooh.
Yeah, I say nice things to you all the time. Shut up.
Ooh. Wait.
Ooh.
Ooh, me? Ooh,
me?
Yes, you. Oh, fuck.
Oh, me? Everybody, have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right, everybody, that's it for this week's episode. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And again, we'll be doing a live stream next week. I don't know what day, so just keep an eye out for the link. And to everybody else that listens in podcast form, we'll catch you next week. Take care.